Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was a chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Aren't you glad you know who He is tonight? Amen. Listen, the Bible says that He left the 99. I was lost and undone. Amen. No good for nothing. I'm glad when I couldn't reach up, He reached down. When I couldn't get up, He came down. When I had no hope, He was my hope. When I needed help, He was my help. Amen. Oh, Father, thank You tonight for what You've done. I dare not tread upon this place tonight without the touch of God and without Your help tonight. I pray You'd help us now. Lord, we thank You for what our eyes have seen and what our hearts have felt. And thank You, Lord, for what You've done for the preacher tonight. My, we knew You could do it, and You sure enough did it again. I pray, God, now You'd stir our hearts for just a moment. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You say, who is Jesus? Number one, He's the Christ baby. Amen. Oh, what a blessing between those testaments. They say there's about 400 years of silence, nothing going on. And about that time, on the backside of those Judean hillside, the sky opened up like a scroll. And that heavenly host, the angel said, I bring unto you good tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Amen. It wasn't just another king that was born. It wasn't just another prophet that was born. It wasn't just another hero that was born. The Bible said He was the Savior of the world. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's the Christ child, amen. He's the Christ baby. The Bible said, Isaiah said, I'll show you. Let's go turn there, amen. Isaiah, amen. Chapter number 9, the prophecy. He said, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon His shoulder. And His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I'm glad tonight that I know Him as the Christ child. I'm glad tonight there's a Savior that we can turn to. I'm glad tonight that I'm not alone tonight. We've got something to shout about. We've got something to be glad about. We've got something to praise the Lord about. Why? Because I know who Jesus is. That ain't all, amen. Not only is He the Christ child, but He's Calvary's boy, amen. Hallelujah. You remember there in the Jerusalem when Joseph and Mary had left during the Passover, they looked around and said, where is He at, amen? And they finally found Him way back yonder in Jerusalem there in the temple, confounding the wise. He was puzzling the Pharisees, amen. He was putting it on them. And He said, don't you know I'm supposed to be about my Father's business? And somebody said, well, who are you, amen? He said, well, on my mama's side, amen. Hey, I'm just a little child, amen. But on my Father's side, I am, amen. I am. On my mother's side, I'm just going to be born here and just walk upon. But on my Father's side, I came to die, amen. I came to give my life. And I know who Jesus is. He's the Calvary's boy, amen. That astounded with His words and His wisdom. The Bible said He grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God. That ain't all. I know who Jesus is tonight. I'm going to say this. He's the chain breaker. I don't know what went on back here tonight. I don't know the story behind this young man's life. All I know is this. When he hit that altar, the devil had to let go, amen. The chains that held The chains that had him stopped up. The chains that had him bound. The sin that had him down. The sin that had him in chains. The Lord Jesus came and broke. Aren't you glad that he broke the chains of sin in your life? Amen. He broke the chains of sin. He broke the chains of bondage. He broke the chains of that which had us bound. Amen. Who he is? He is a chain breaker. I'm talking about. I'm glad I know. The Bible said, oh, Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. You say, who is Jesus? Well, I just told you, he's a chain breaker. Amen. That ain't all. Amen. He's the crowd bringer. The Bible said it was noise that he was in the house. You know, around here they wonder, what in the world is going on up at that church? What's all that shouting about? Amen. What's all that singing about? What's all that rejoicing about? What's all them tears being shed about? I'll tell you what it is. Jesus is in the house. Jesus is so the great physician. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. Oh, he's the lily of the valley. He's the great and bright morning star. He's the crowd bringer. You know, hey, you don't have to have no flyer when he shows up to announce it. You don't have to have no radio announcement. You don't have to have no television program. Brother, when Jesus is in the house, he brings a crowd out. Amen. Down there in Choctaw country, I'm going to join the Navajo tribe. Amen. Boy, they'll come out of the woodwork if you're frying hog meat. You announce we're going to have shokanipi, and they'll come from everywhere. They'll come out like cockroaches, amen. But I've got news for you. There don't need to be an announcement. There don't need to be a flyer. Jesus is a crowd bringer. Why? Because he knows how to touch a broken heart. He knows how to heal broken hearts. He knows how to put lives back together. He knows how to break. He knows how to make things right. He can take a crooked life and make it straight. Hey, I'm going to tell you, there ain't nothing he can't do. He's Calvary's boy. He's Christ's baby. Oh, listen tonight. He is a chain breaker. Oh, but Jesus, he is a crowd bringer. But that ain't all. He is a cross bearer. You know why we can shout tonight? You know why we can be glad tonight? Way back under 2,009 years and counting, he walked up all the way Calvary's Hill. He laid his life down. They nailed him to an old rugged cross. Thank God he died for us. What did he do? He took the cross. He bore our sin. He paid it all. Paid it all. Paid it all. Thank God Almighty. He saved, amen. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. The emblem of suffering and sin. I love that old cross. For the dearest and best. For a world of child. You're carrying tonight. That family problem you're carrying tonight. That drug habit you're carrying tonight. That sin problem you're carrying tonight. Oh, I'll tell you, Calvary can lift the load. Calvary, he bore that load. He bore that sin. I'm glad tonight I can stand and shout the victory. Saved to the uttermost. saved and glad tonight. Saved on my way to heaven. Saved, I rejoice in amen. That ain't all. Not only is he the chain breaker, not only is he the crown breaker, not only is he Calvary's boy, not only is he the Christ baby, not only is he the cross bearer, but he, listen, on the third day, they took him down from that cross, old Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, and wrapped him in them swaddling clothes, same clothes he's born with. Amen. And they took him there and brought him down from that old cross and carried out yonder into that cave, amen, and put him inside that sepulcher. And the 3 days, 3 nights, their hearts was broken. Their lives torn apart. Their lives with no future. Everything was gone. All hope had vanished. In the upper room, they was afraid and frightful and full of fear, amen. But on that third day, not only was he the crowd bringer, not only was he the chain breaker, but he was a cave buster. He's a cave buster, amen. From the grave he arose with a mighty triumph of his voice. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the face to raise. Hallelujah! Christ arose. I said he arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints. Hallelujah! He's the cave buster! Who are you going to call? Who are you going to call when your life's torn apart? Who are you going to call when you're disappointed? Who are you going to call when the world falls apart? Who are you going to call when there's no... I'll tell you who you can call. The cave buster! He's a cave buster! Some of y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Some of y'all hadn't moved a lick yet. All this shouting going on and all this praising going on. You know what your problem is? You never met the one that busted the cave. You never met the one that come up out of the grave. You never met the one that conquered death. You never met the one that conquered hell. You never met the one that whooped the devil. He's a cave buster! Who you gonna call? The cave buster! I said, who you gonna call? Cave buster! Up from the grave he arose. I'm gonna say it again. Like a mighty tribe of souls, he arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints around. He's a cave buster! You're gonna call the cave buster. I ain't talking about no fable. I ain't talking about no dream. I'm not talking about no story. I'm not talking about no poem. I'm talking about a fact. He came up out of the grave. He conquered the grave. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Amen. Why? He's the cave buster. That ain't all. Not only is He the Christ baby. Amen. Born of a virgin. They said in them new Bibles, a young woman shouting. That's a lie. You can be a young woman and not be a virgin. But she was a virgin. Highly favored of God. Born of a virgin. I still believe in that virgin birth. He's Calvary's boy. Astounding the Pharisees. A puzzling of the elders. I mean, He just had their heads a-spinning. He is a chain breaker. You remember that night He broke the chains of sin. Set you free. You are set free. Thank God Almighty, just as if you'd never sinned at all. Free. Free indeed. He's a crowd bringer. But Charlie said, there's a fellow over here that don't like us. You know why I don't like us, perhaps? He don't know the one that can bring a crowd. He showed up here tonight, amen. He's still here. He's a cross bearer. Oh, thank God. He took my cross. He bore it all. He paid it all, paid in full, covered by the blood, amen. And He's a cave buster. The 31st of this month will be 2 years. 2 years ago, on a Tuesday afternoon, I gathered beside my wife. My daddy's still living. I talked about him earlier this week. My mamas are still living. Lord, she called me up on the phone the other day and said, Mark, how's the meeting going? I just want to hear your voice. I love you, preacher boy. I saved that one. And she sent me another one. It was better than that one. I saved it. Oh, I'm going to save them. Amen. They'll come in handy after a while. They called us into that emergency room. Or ICU, rather. And they said, Bill, don't have long to go. How do you comfort your wife? And you watch your father-in-law draw his last breath. He went into a coma, couldn't respond. But he could hear us when we talked to him. We'd talk to him and he had all those things around his head and pipe and stuff. You know, like to do. Down his throat and in his nose and all. And I went in there and I said, Bill, can you hear me? And he'd go. He'd move his eyebrows. I said, Bill, the doctor said, it's time. It's getting close. You're going to go. Boy, aren't you glad you're saved, Bill? What he did, didn't he, baby? Bill, was it worth serving Jesus? I said, Bill, Shelly's here, and Penny's here, and Darren's here, and Wanda's here. Bill, do you love them? Do you love them? Do you love them? Bill, you're fixing to see Jesus here in a little bit. Are you looking forward to that, Bill? Can you tell us, are you looking forward to that? I'm telling you the truth. That's the way it done, any girls. We was all standing there weeping, crying. Our hearts was broken. There ain't nothing more comforting. There ain't nothing more tranquilling, if that's a word. There ain't nothing to bring more peace to your family than to let them know if you died where you'd spend eternity. Don't let them guess and wonder. I hope they were, but we never knew for sure. Bill, are you ready to go? And they came in and we watched him as he drew his last breath. We carried him back to Durant. Carried him to the church. Honored his life. Paid tribute to one of the most faithful men I've ever known. One of the most faithful church members and friends I've ever known. Can I say this tonight with love? It broke my heart a while ago when Brother Tim got up and talked to Gloryland Baptist Church. But can I say something, being an outsider? Your church means so much to people like me. You don't know what you've done for us. You don't know how you've impacted our memories. We've longed to come here. When the preacher got up and said words that no preacher likes to say, and with a loving rebuke, it broke my heart and blessed me when I saw the church get up and respond. And if you didn't pay attention, it was soon thereafter that heavenly breeze began to blow. We carried him out yonder to the city of the dead. We said our last goodbyes. But that wasn't our last goodbye. As far as this life, it was. But one of these days, we're going to say goodbye to this whole world. Not only is he Calvary's baby, not only is he the chain breaker, not only is he the crowd bringer, not only is he the one that was the one that bore the cross of Calvary, not only is he the cave buster, but one of these days that earth, that dirt is going to move, and he'll be the cloud breaker. I'm telling you, the Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first. At the coming of, and the clouds are going to break loose, and the bodies are going to come up, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. Hallelujah! He's a cloud breaker. That's 20 minutes.